Some members of Congress are having second thoughts about biofuels. Lawmakers have mandated a dramatic increase in fuel made from plants. In fact, they require production to increase fivefold. Sounded like a good idea at the time, but now that the ethanol industry, among others, is blamed for soaring food prices, some lawmakers are thinking again. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
Just 4 months ago, Congress passed legislation mandating more production of biofuels. Under its timetable, current production levels of 7 billion gallons a year jumped to 36 billion gallons by 2022. Lawmakers, pressured by farmers and distillers, did not seem to anticipate that sharply rising food prices would soon be making headlines. One of the first to act on those headlines has been Ohio Republican Senator George Voinovich. This week he asked the Government Accountability Office to examine the impact of the biofuels industry on food prices.
The trouble with this place, the Senate, is that everybody has got the flavor of the month. And they say, this is the one that's going to get the job done. And we all zero in on it and then wake up a year later and find out that when you did that, it impacted on something else and something else and something else.
Still, it can be risky for farm state lawmakers like Voinovich just to question what's been a lucrative industry for many of his constituents. At a news conference Monday on worldwide food shortages, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin chose his words carefully when asked whether corn-based ethanol production might be driving up the price of food.
The object of having homegrown fuel in America is a good goal, and it's one that we're moving toward. But we have to understand that it's had an impact on food prices, and let's be honest about it. Even in the Corn Belt, we better be honest about it.
Such talk has other Corn Belt senators worried. At a news conference yesterday at the Capitol, Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley seemed bewildered by new doubts about the wisdom of big biofuel mandates.
Everything you heard about ethanol from farmers as well as city people was good, good, good. It was good for agriculture. It was good for clean burning environment. It was good for jobs in rural America. It was good for a balance of trade. It made us less dependent upon foreign sources of oil. All of that.
Grassley, who is himself a farmer, dismissed any connection between ethanol and higher food prices because of the kind of corn used for making the fuel.
Take one of these kernels here and chew on. It's not something that you'd sit down to your kitchen table and eat.
Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York City had just convened a hearing of the Joint Economic Committee on rising food prices. Schumer pointed out that the amount of corn going into biofuels has doubled over the past 3 years.
This has obviously raised the price of corn and grains because farmers have shifted more land into corn production, squeezing domestic supplies of wheat and many other crops. In other words, you don't have to be a big corn eater to feel the results of the demand for corn. Because when farmers produce more corn, they produce less wheat and everything else.
The U.S. Agriculture Department's chief economist, Joseph Glauber, was a witness at the hearing, and he agreed with Schumer.
There's no question the corn going into ethanol has increased dramatically over the last 3 or 4 years, particularly over the last 2 years.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, whose state is the nation's third biggest ethanol producer, said it's clear future biofuel production will have to shift away from using corn to things like switchgrass.
But I think we're at a precarious time here. We want to transition to a higher energy ethanol and not just pull the rug out from under them.
But with an election looming, it appears a safe bet the biofuel mandates won't be scaled back anytime soon. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.